Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Today's khutbah is about a aqidah matter that we all must be aware of, especially when we have any kind of dispute among us and when we are about to make any decisions, whether they are religious or everyday decisions. Marriage, divorce, inheritance, any decision that we have to make, I want you to refer to what we will be discussing today. If you ask me, in my 18, 20 years of khutbahs, I would declare this is my most important khutbah ever. My brothers and sisters, instead of discussing one certain issue, today, inshallah ta'ala, it might take a few khutbahs, we will lay a foundation. We will lay a foundation that will be our reference anytime you want to make a decision in our life or take an opinion. The first and the foremost point that we have to establish: identify yourself. Who are you? Are you a Muslim or a non-Muslim? This has to be established first. Are you a Muslim or a non-Muslim? Since we are all Muslims, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen, let's forget about the non-Muslim. Let's discuss, I am a Muslim. What does that entail? What does that mean? When I say I am a Muslim, I am immediately indicating that all my affairs are dictated by the Kitab and the Sunnah, by what Allah and His Messenger decreed. I am a Muslim. It means all my affairs are judged by Allah and His Messenger. I must submit to whatever Allah Azza wa Jal decreed and whatever Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam decreed. I am a Muslim. This is what I am a Muslim means. All my thoughts, all my decisions, my opinions must adhere to what Allah and His Messenger said. قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. We all know this ayah. All say, Ya Muhammad, my salat, my sacrifice, my life. My life here includes everything that goes on in my life. My death even, if I decided to die, I'm going to die fi sabilillah. All of that, lillah, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is an ayah in the Quran, I cannot deny it. I believe that without a speck of doubt, that the rulings of Allah Azza wa Jal, that the hukum of Allah Azza wa Jal is the most just and the most accurate and the most merciful and the most true. وَتَمَّتْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ صِدْقًا وَعَدْلًا. And your Lord's word have been complete, perfected with all truth and all justice. Everything I would be saying, قال الله وقال الرسول. This is the most important foundation in our belief system. This book, the Quran, has dealt with all matters. All matters. Allah told us that this book, tibyanan likulli shay. Allah told us that the Quran is clear, shows clarity to everything. He did not say to kulli shay except And then he lists few things. Everything is clear in the Quran. So, the moment I call myself a believer, then I have no choice, no choice but to believe and adhere to what Allah and His Messenger said. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Surah Al-Ahzab, وَمَا كَانَ, open your heart, not your ears only, وَمَا كَانَ لِمُؤْمِنْ وَلَا مُؤْمِنَ إِذَا قَضَى اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَمْرًا أَنْ يَكُونَ لَهُمُ الْخِيَرَةَ مِنْ أَمْرِهِمْ وَمَنْ يَعْصِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ ضَلَّ ضَلَالًا مُبِينًا. الله أكبر. No believing man, no believing woman, when Allah and His Messenger decree a matter, they have no choice to say, I like it, I do not like it. They have no option to disagree. And whomsoever disobey Allah and His Messenger, he is clearly misguided. Yani, even if you do not know much Arabic, the ayah is so straightforward. Can someone be a believer and he or she disagree with just one hukum? Just one. I agree with everything that Allah said. I agree with everything that Rasulullah said. But this issue about hijab, I'm not convinced. I'm not convinced about the ruling against if somebody commit adultery. I have something in my heart. Listen, ya akhwan, to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. Surah An-Nisa, ayah number 65. Memorize Nisa 65. Before I mention the ayah and I mention the explanation of the ayah, listen carefully. Imagine I stood up here, someone that you trust, and I said, Wallahi, 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 by Allah, I swore three times. So you would say immediately, whatever the Shaykh is about to say is extremely important. You will become all ears, right? Forget about me. Allah Azza wa Jal, in this ayah, listen to what he's saying. فَلَا وَرَبِّكَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ حَتَّى. Allahu Akbar. He's talking to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. By your Lord, ya Muhammad. Allah is swearing. Allah, not me. Allah is swearing. By your Lord, ya Muhammad. They are not believers. So Allah negated iman. You are not a believer. I am not a believer until. Wow. Look at the beginning. فَلَا وَرَبِّكَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ حَتَّى. None of them is a believer until and unless he or she do three things. These issues of aqidah, these should be established in, this khutbah should be like, Shaykh, what are you talking about? We all know this. Unfortunately, I am talking about this because many of us do not know this. Until three things are done. Number one, حتى يحكموك فيما شجر بينهم ولا يجدوا في أنفسهم حرجا مما قضيت ويسلموا تسليما. Not one, all three of them I have to apply in order to become a believer. And who's saying this? ربنا, our إله, Allah عز وجل. You are not a believer until you make Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the judge in any dispute you have. Is that enough? No. And you will not find anything in your heart to the ruling. I made Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam my judge, but I'm not convinced. I do not like that ruling. It does not appeal to me. No, 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 you're out. You have to be happy and convinced of the ruling and delighted and have yaqeen that this is the best ruling ever. Is that it? No. وَيُسَلِّمُوا Islam. وَيُسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. And they submit 100% accepting the ruling and applying the ruling. Then and only then I am a Muslim, I am a mu'min. Then and only then I am a mu'min. How many times I'm not convinced of this, I do not like this. How could you say about my non-Muslim friend is going to the hellfire? He's very nice, he's very kind, he loves Muslims, he always treats me with kindness. Does he treat you with kindness as much as Abu Talib treated Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Have he done to Islam as much as Abu Talib done to Islam? And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him on his deathbed, Ya Ammi, my uncle, please say La ilaha illallah so I can save you from the hellfire. And he died without saying it. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that his destiny was the hellfire. Does that person is more beloved to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam than his Jewish helper, whom when he got sick, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went and visited him. And he said, become a Muslim. And the boy looked at his father. And the father said, obey Abu al-Qasim. And so the boy became a Muslim. And what did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said on his way out? Alhamdulillah, alladhi anqadhahu bi min al-nar. Alhamdulillah that Allah saved that boy. He was a servant of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nothing any better job than that. Alhamdulillah that Allah saved him from the hellfire. My aqeedah, this is aqeedah issues. This is not a difference of opinion. Should I put my finger like this? Should I move my finger like this? Should I raise my hand? No, these are aqeedah issues. If we have any doubt about them, we have a problem. We have a major problem when we think that the hukm of anybody, أَفَ حُكْمَ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ يَبْغُونَ وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حُكْمًا. Listen, ya akhwan. Do they want to apply the hukum, the ruling of the jahiliyyah? And who is better judge than Allah Azza wa Jalla himself? When we have divorce, I want to go 50-50. Ya ukhti, hukmullah. No hukmullah, I want 50-50. I want to go to the court. Ya ukhti, let's discuss, let's sit down and... this is better. Wallahi, no one went to any other than Allah's rule and felt it is better. And found out it is better. It looks better. But it's never better. Nothing is better than the hukm of Allah. When you feel that any hukm on earth is better than the hukm of Allah, you are out of Islam. Sheikh, what are you saying? You are out of Islam. You have negated the name of Allah, Al-Hakam. You have negated the name of Allah, Al-Adl, the All-Just. I'm not talking about someone who's forced to go to the court because the other person does not want to. I'm talking about, in general, somebody immediately. He doesn't want no arbitration, no mediation with any Muslim. He wants straight, without even discussing Islam. That is the person I'm talking about. This is an aqidah issue. فَلَا وَرَبِّكَ. You are not a believer until and unless you have the hukm of Allah to settle the dispute. And you love that hukum, and you apply that hukum.
I love my morning coffee, but sometimes the crash hits harder than the caffeine. That's when I switch to Everyday Dose, coffee with benefits. It's real coffee infused with mushrooms, collagen, and nootropics, giving me smooth, focused energy that actually lasts. The Black Friday sale is on. Get 61% off your first coffee plus starter kit, a free A2 probiotic creamer, and over $100 in free gifts. Enter for a chance to win $100 cash or even get your entire order refunded. Head to everydaydose.com/podcast or use code podcast at checkout.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Only then we are believers. My brothers and sisters, when we start picking and choosing from our deen, I like this about Salat, I do not like this about inheritance. I like this Islam, how he treats the woman, but I don't like how Islam treats the non-Muslim. I like this, and I start treating Islam as an open buffet. What happened when we do that? The people before us did that. And Allah warned them. أَفَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِبَعْضِ الْكِتَابِ وَتَكْفُرُونَ بِبَعْضِ فَمَا جَزَاءُ مَنْ يَفْعَلُ ذَلِكَ مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا خِزْيٌ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ يُرَدُّونَ إِلَىٰ أَشَدِّ الْعَذَابِ. Whomsoever believe in part of the book and disbelieve in the other part of the book, pick and choose in Islam, what happens, Ya Allah? He will be disgraced in this dunya, humiliated in this dunya. And in the akhirah, he or she will get severe, severe punishment. Severe punishment. I love everything about Islam, but Sheikh, this cutting the arm when somebody steals is barbaric. Barbaric? Out. You're talking about a rule of Allah, barbaric? How dare you? Who made this rule? The most merciful. أحكم الحاكمين. The most just. The one who will never, ever make anyone feel unjust. لا ظلم مثقال ذرة. We do not cause a mustard seed of injustice. And you, mashallah, with your smartness, you decided that this rule I like, this rule I do not like. This does not apply. Kaffa. Take Islam, full package. سمعنا وأطعنا. قلوا قولي هذا استغفر الله فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. بسم الله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. So the first foundation, who are you? You identify as a Muslim? You believe you're a Muslim? You believe in the arkan of the Islam and the arkan of the Iman, pillars of Islam, pillars of faith? Then you are under an umbrella. You have rules and regulation. You have a constitution decreed by Allah Azza wa Jal that you have to abide by and say, سمعنا وأطعنا. We listen and we obey. Second point. Looks like I'm not going to finish because I have 6 points. Someone might come and say, this is your opinion. This is your understanding of the Quran. Why should you impose your understanding upon me? I have a different understanding of the Quran. Right? طيب. What did Allah say? Everything I'm saying, Allah, قال الله. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَا اخْتَلَفْتُمْ فِيهِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَحُكْمُهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ. Whatever you disagree upon, it is hukum, the ruling about it goes back to Allah. طيب. If you have different interpretation of the Quran, there's a ruling. Salat, 5 daily prayers is a must in the Quran. You disagree. Alcohol is haram. Unanimously agreed upon. And by the way, I'm talking about aqidah issues. I'm not talking about fiqh issues. Aqidah issues. And you say, wallahi, brother, I know that khamr is haram, but I only drink in my bed a little bit. I do not drink and drive. I don't harm anybody. I don't see. I don't understand. Why is that haram? Yani, we are disagreed on this matter. Okay. وَمَا اخْتَلَفْتُمْ فِيهِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. If we disagree, let's go back to Allah. What did Allah say? Khamr is haram. We all know the rulings. If after we find the ruling, and then you say, this is your opinion, this is my opinion, then what is the use of this ayah in the Quran? If after I clarify and I show you the haram and the halal, you said, احترام الرأي الآخر, let's respect the other opinion. What respect the other opinion? The other opinion is saying khamr is halal. What respect are you talking about, Habibi? If there's respect to the other opinion, when what is this ayah? How does this ayah can be applied? If you dispute about anything, go back to Allah. Go back to Allah, and then after that, it's okay to dispute again? Does not make any sense. وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ تَفَرَّقُوا وَاخْتَلَفُوا مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاهُمُ الْبَيِّنَاتِ. Allah told us, do not be like the people who are divided and differed after everything was clear. After I clarified to you that hijab is a must, that khamr is haram, riba is haram, zina is haram, and then you start arguing and disputing, then Allah said, do not be like these people, because these people have adab aleem. Ya akhwan, this is all Quran. This is all Quran. Another point, under the same second point. How can we stay in confusion when Allah Azza wa Jal Himself called the Quran Huda, guidance? He called it Nur. How can I, if I am in a dark place, the only way to be saved is to put the Nur, to put the light on. Allah called the Quran Huda. So if it's not Huda, why should I go back to it? If it's not Nur, why should I go back to it? If it's not Kitabun Mubin, if it's not clear, how can Allah call it clear? And if you dispute in something that is not clear to you, come back to me. It's clear. It is guidance. It is Nur. Tibyanan likulli shay. Clarity to everything, not to only few matters, to everything. We'll squeeze one more point. Third, how do I know that my understanding of the Quran is right? First, let's establish one thing, that you are misguided, and I am misguided. We are all misguided. Allah said in the Hadith al-Qudsi, كُلُّكُمْ ضَال إِلَّا مَنْ هَدَيْتَ. You are all misguided except the one I guide. فَاسْتَهْدُونِي أَهْدِكُمْ. Ask me for guidance, I will guide you. Okay? طيب. We must submit to the Quran and to the Sunnah, that I believe without doubt that they are the utmost perfection in every single thing. If I go with that kind of mentality, when I approach the Quran with this kind of mentality, then Allah will guide me. But if I go to the Quran and the minute I see something against my whims and desire, nah. Riba is profit. I don't know how come this guy gave me this car with this much and I gave him profit. Same thing. He gave me money and I gave him back extra money. Allah said, they look the same. حرم البيع حرم الربا وأحل البيع أحل البيع وحرم الربا. Allah made this halal and this haram. Period. Period. Done. I am a Muslim. I submit. When I ask Allah, I go to the Quran, this is the utmost perfect judgment. I approach the Quran like this manner, in this manner, then khalas. I am really looking for guidance. Ask me for guidance, I will guide you. When we approach the Quran with the proper understanding, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide us. Let's throw one more. Be very careful about what you say. We are responsible for every word we utter. This is an extremely important point. What's the big deal? A sister, a woman died, a journalist died. Everybody wants to make rahmah on her. What's the big deal if I say, may Allah have mercy on her? What's the big deal? You said you threw this word. And Allah said, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَمَاتُوا وَهُمْ كُفَّارُ أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ وَالْمَلَائِكَ وَالنَّاسُ أَجْمَعِينَ. The one who's a kafir and died as a kafir, they have the curse of Allah, the curse of the angels, and the curse of every human being, and you, mashallah, want to provide your mercy. So that word that you utter, what's the big deal? What kind of deen is this? If this woman is not going to Jannah, I don't want Jannah myself. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the person will utter one word. One word. لا يلقي لها بال. لا يلقي لها بال. He does not pay any attention to it. Will take him to the hellfire. Will take one word. Ya Shaykh, but I pray. One word. لَإِنْ أَشْرَكْتَ لَيَحْبَطَنَّ عَمَلُكَ. Allah told the best man ever created, if you commit shirk, all your a'mal are zero. أَحْصَاهُ اللَّهُ وَنَسُوهُ. Allah counted every single word we uttered, but we have forgotten. And when we come on the day of judgment, we are excited. I lived 50, 60 years of ibadah and all that. But one word, there's a prophet coming. Yeah, yeah, what's the big deal? There might be a prophet coming after Muhammad. Out! Out! Be very careful. We are responsible for these words. One word. One word could bring you to Islam. La ilaha illallah. One word can take you out of Islam. One word can make you get married. One word, you are divorced. Your wife is divorced. One word. So you have to be extremely careful about what we say and what we do. My brothers and sisters, these are all aqidah issues. These are issues that we should not have any difference of opinion about. This is our deen. May Allah make us from the people who understand the deen and apply the deen. May Allah make us from the people who understand tawheed, live by tawheed, and die by tawheed. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وأسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. وقوموا إلى صلاتكم.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Graham laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Graham keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Graham laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.